This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, how a German physician became a hero in North Korea, then got barred from its borders. But first, here's an economic forecast. Sometime this weekend or early next, United Airlines is expected to declare bankruptcy. But that's not necessarily bad for the airline. The world's second largest air carrier has been ailing for months and this week failed to win a federal loan guarantee to stay in business. Chapter 11 will force a reorganization that could, according to analysts, help revitalize the company. And by the end of the month, Treasury Secretary Paul O'Neill and economic advisor Larry Lindsey will clear out their desks and leave the Bush administration. Our commentator from the world of business, Joe Nocera, who's executive editor at Fortune magazine, joins us from New York. Joe, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
I guess the news about United Airlines certainly isn't a surprise at this point, but were you surprised by the news of the resignations of Paul O'Neill and Larry Lindsey?
I guess I was a little surprised by the timing, because usually there's a lot more drum rolling and so on. But we had heard at Fortune a good 5 months ago or so that the administration was putting out feelers to people to see if they were, A, interested in the job, or, B, knew anybody who might be.
Is this, I'm sorry to fall into a sports analogy at least so early into our conversation, but this is this a little bit, you know, on a baseball team, you can't trade all the players all at once, so you change the manager. When your economy is faltering, there are so many factors that you can't change all at once, but can you change some of the officials so that you don't have to defend the policies of the past so much?
Bingo. That's what's going on here. I mean, is Paul O'Neill really responsible for the economy that we're in right now, or Larry Lindsey? The answer is, of course not. Mm-hmm. But have they inspired confidence over the last year or so? The answer there is also no.
You know, it's been some time since, I guess, President Bush was said to remark that he thought Ken Lay had all the qualities of a good Secretary of the Treasury. And I suppose, in fact, there's a man who could make a change in the accounting real quickly. Charles Schwab is the name that we're hearing over these last 24, 48 hours as a possible replacement for Mr. O'Neill at Treasury. What do you know about the relationship, personal or political, between Mr. Schwab and President Bush?
Well, what happened was that Schwab went to this Waco summit, the economic summit that Bush held. I don't know that they knew each other particularly well before that, and they kind of hit it off. Bush has a kind of an aversion to Wall Street types, but Schwab is a little bit different. He's more of a populist. He runs a company that is of Wall Street, but is in many ways opposed to Wall Street. Wall Street hates the current Schwab ad campaign that makes fun of analyst conflicts and so on. And one of the things Bush wants to do very quickly, which is why he needs a new Treasury Secretary fast, is he wants to push through a tax reform package, a tax reduction package, really. And one of the elements of that package, which is the elimination of the double taxation of dividends, you know, they're taxed at a corporate level and they're taxed at a personal level, is something that Schwab whispered in his ear during that summit and said, maybe we should get rid of this. Mm-hmm. This has been a Republican issue for years and years, to, you know, eliminate the double taxation and thus make it tax-free to the individual who gets the dividend, which, of course, would make dividends much more attractive and would help force a lot of corporations such as Microsoft, which don't give dividends now but which have a lot of cash in the bank, an incentive to give out a dividend. Mm-hmm. You know, how onerous that double taxation is, you know, that is a worthy political debate. But certainly it is an issue that President Bush now finds very appealing.
Do you know of any names other than Charles Schwab that have been thrown into the mix?
You hear Don Marin at Payne Webber a lot, but I don't think that's real. That's the Wall Street name that you hear, the retired head of Payne Webber.
Mm-hmm. Let's ask about United Airlines, expected to file for bankruptcy sometime this weekend. There are ways in which bankruptcy makes a company stronger, aren't there?
Yes, is the answer. And in the airline case, it's particularly yes. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is, you know, United's problems are in large part that their cost structure is just completely untenable. You know, they pay pilots at the top end $300,000 for 11 days work.
Do you mean 11 days per month or 11
that's
days
what
per
I,
year?
I mean 11 days per month.
Well, still, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
$300,000?
And it helps you understand why they have such cost problems. All their employees are well paid. And the problem for them is that that's not competitive with a company like Southwest Airlines, which is profitable and whose employees make a lot less money. Mm-hmm. They go into bankruptcy. One of the things they'll be able to do is abrogate those labor agreements. And that sounds harsh, but it's something that they need to do. And they'll also be able to renegotiate their debt and come out a smaller, leaner, more cost-efficient company.
I was in Chicago at the beginning of this week and heard it said there that part of United's problems were, in fact, aggravated by the fact that so much of the stock is employee-owned because it makes it less portable. You can't fire somebody as easily when they're a part owner.
I think that's partly true. What I also think is true is that because of the nature of their ownership situation, the union had several people on the board, and because of their collective stock ownership, the unions had a lot of clout in deciding who was the CEO of United, whether they shut down routes to save money. In fact, you know, United fairly recently was doing route expansion in no small part because it was being pushed to do so by the unions, even though that was costing them money. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you look at United and you say, boy, something has to give here. And the thing that bankruptcy does for them and for the industry is it creates a situation where what has to give will give.
Joe, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Joe Nocera, executive editor of Fortune Magazine, speaking from New York.